Mr. Langdon needs to be at the FBO 10 minutes before wheels up. You've requested no ground transportation, no catering, and you've given me his passport information, so we're all set. Will there be anything else?
A new job? He said with a laugh. Thanks. You've been very helpful.
Our pleasure. Have a nice night.
Deb ended the call and turned back to her screen to complete the reservation. She entered Robert Langdon's passport information and was about to continue when her screen began flashing a red alert box. Deb read the message, her eyes widening.
This must be a mistake.
She tried entering Langdon's passport again. The blinking warning came up again. This same alert would have shown up on any airline computer in the world had Langdon tried to book a flight. Deb Keir stared a long moment in disbelief. She knew NetJets took customer privacy very seriously, and yet this alert trumped all of their corporate privacy regulations. Deb Keir immediately called the authorities. Agent Bruder snapped his mobile phone shut and began herding his men back into the vans.
Langdon's on the move, he announced. He's taking a private jet to Geneva. Wheels up in just under an hour out of Lucca FBO, 50 miles west. If we move, we can get there before he takes off.
At that same moment, a hired Fiat sedan was racing northward along the Via dei Panzani, leaving the Piazza del Duomo behind and making its way toward Florence's Santa Maria Novella train station. In the back seat, Langdon and Sienna huddled low, while Dr. Ferris sat in front with the driver. The reservation with NetJets had been Sienna's idea. With luck, it would provide enough misdirection to allow the three of them to pass safely through the Florence train station, which undoubtedly would otherwise have been packed with police. Fortunately, Venice was only 2 hours away by train, and domestic train travel required no passport. Langdon looked to Sienna, who seemed to be studying Dr. Ferris with concern. The man was in obvious pain, his breathing labored, as if it hurt every time he inhaled. I hope she's right about his ailment, Langdon thought, eyeing the man's rash and picturing all the germs floating around in the cramped little car. Even his fingertips looked like they were puffy and red. Langdon pushed the concern from his mind and looked out the window. As they approached the train station, they passed the Grand Hotel Baglioni, which often hosted events for an art conference Langdon attended every year. Seeing it, Langdon realized he was about to do something he had never before done in his life. I'm leaving Florence without visiting the David. With quiet apologies to Michelangelo, Langdon turned his eyes to the train station ahead, and his thoughts to Venice.